for us to take in today. That's being explained to us, opened to us, and revealed to us by God. Let me just touch on the first reading briefly from Ezekiel. Really beautiful. And it's speaking to two audiences, the vicious, the sinner, and the virtuous. It's to both. To the vicious, to the sinner, the person who's had a life of sin and adultery and murder and lying or cheating, there we go again. Whatever it is, there is great hope. To the sinner, our Lord says, great hope. Because all I'm asking you to do is turn away from that sin, change direction, and the sins of the past will be forgotten in the light of your new way of life. So great hope. To the virtuous, to those on the way to holiness, it's a word of caution. It's a word against, if you're telling the sinner, don't discourage, there's hope. You're telling the virtuous, the guy, person on the way to sainthood, don't become presumptuous. Because you, even this day, could fall. And don't put yourself on a pedestal because you're so great and mighty and awesome and holy, because you could easily fall. And we know that pride quickly leads to great but very hidden sin. So to the virtuous and to the vicious, to the sinner, to the saint and to the sinner, this first reading says something very important. A message of hope and a message of caution. Our Lord in the gospel opens our hearts to just this simple understanding that sin is of the heart. And that's where God looks. Same with virtue. Virtue is of the heart, and that's where God looks. It is not about externals and appearances. The externals are means to guide and forge the heart, form the heart. But the good has to come from the heart. The bad that is judged is that which comes from the heart. So you have heard that it was said, you know, you shall not kill. And if you've gone as far as killing a guy, well, that's awful, and now it's too late. Well, our Lord says, if your heart already started hating him long before that, you were already dead to me. The sin was already sown in your heart, and you allowed it to be sown. You allowed it to conceive and to bear fruit. And yes, the fruit of it was the murder, but the sin was already there. And I don't know what raka means, but I'm sure it's a four-letter word in Hebrew. So that's what our Lord is saying. If you allow your anger to become such that you will swear against your neighbor, you have already sinned gravely. And the Lord is saying, you know, you think you look at ourselves, we look at ourselves in the mirror sometimes and it's like, well, you know what, haven't killed anybody, I'm a pretty good person. And our Lord is saying, hey, raise your hand if you've given into a four-letter word in the last 2 weeks. Anybody? Come on, how about a three-letter word? Just kidding. But our Lord is saying, he's calling all of us out. He's saying, you know, you thought that was light. You thought that was nothing. Because you compared yourself with others and said, well, there are a bunch of murderers and terrorists out there. I'm doing okay. Our Lord says, but I see your heart. And I know what you were given and gifted with. And I know where you started. And you have fallen far from where you started. The terrorist didn't start where you started. He wasn't given the gifts you were given. So it's a warning to let go of the externals and the appearances. That's the problem with the Pharisees, is they can fulfill the minimal externals, but in their heart of hearts, it's like our Lord would say, just an empty tomb, nothing there. Death and selfishness, but no divine life is there. So it's an invitation for all of us. The only other thing I would add with these readings is, because we're in the season of Lent, it's a reminder what our Lord says about the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. And I measure my sins kind of superficially, but I'm harsh on my neighbor, whatever. When I was in the Corps of Cadets at Texas A&M, we had a saying, I'm sure you're familiar with something similar. If you aim to be on time, if you aim to be early, you'll be on time. If you aim to be on time, you're going to be late. And if you're late, you're in big trouble. They said something else. But it's bad. You don't want to be late. If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. You're late, you're dead. In Lent, it's a season of really deepening in our experience of Christ, really deepening in my sorrow for my sins. And the Archbishop reminded us that, yes, the Church does give certain minimal parameters. No meat on Fridays. Reminder to self, I haven't had bacon yet today. It's a Good Friday in Lent. Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, 2 days of the entire year where it's real fasting, real, you know, I don't have to fill my appetites on those days. But that's the minimal. And yes, the externals, which are meant to guide the heart, but of itself, the heart should be seeking more. Lord, Lent is not where I do my checkbox of, okay, no bacon on Fridays, I'm good. But rather, did I love you more today? Did I come to know you more today? Did I express a greater sorrow and repugnance towards my typical sins today? Or am I just kind of floating on the externals and the minimal, but not really getting anywhere in the depths of my heart? And just an invitation, use this season of Lent. We have the examination of conscience cards in the back of church outside the confessionals. Take one home and just allow the Holy Spirit to guide you into a humble and loving conversation. Lord, where am I still hurting you? Where am I still not living up to what you ask of me? Where am I still not allowing you and your Spirit to have free rein to speak through me with your words and your criteria over my selfishness or whatever else? And then get to know my faith better, get to know our Lord better. That with the library, the resource library in the back, take a book during Lent and read through it. If you want a small one, we got some small ones. Or go online, you have the form.org library online, click on it. And delve into the season of Lent, or just some season of our faith, some understanding, some mystery of our faith. We're going to be having an online study on the Eucharist using this series called Presence. It's all on form.org, or even the videos are in the library. But take advantage. This is not a time to say, well, I did my Friday and my Wednesday thing, and I gave up chocolate, so I'm good. I fulfilled the minimals. Our Lord is saying, isn't there more that your heart is called to? A greater sorrow and awareness of your sins, a greater love, an experience of my love and response of love to me. We ask the Holy Spirit to help us to understand both the gravity of sin and the depths of the love that our Lord has for me, and to know and learn how to be greater witnesses to both, to be light for this world so full of darkness. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.